You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
Auckland Council has released for consultation their proposal to rezone parts of the central suburbs for medium and high density housing development. The proposed changes come after the government's national policy statement on urban development, which requires city councils to zone more areas for higher density housing, but does not specify which areas. For my fortnightly interview with Auckland City Councillor Shane Henderson, we discuss the proposal, what it will mean for Auckland's housing development, and how people can contribute to the feedback process. I started off by asking about the council's proposed changes and how they relate to the government's national policy statement on urban development.
Yeah, so the long and short of it is the government's taken a much stronger role in planning for the growth of New Zealand's largest cities like Auckland, Hamilton, Christchurch, etc. And the government's requirements will enable more medium and higher density houses such as apartments, townhouses, terraced housing across a lot of Auckland's area. So what's happening at the moment is council are consulting the community on where they see that, how they see that fitting in with their views on how the city should be planned over the coming decades, where we should put housing and how much of it should we put on. That's kind of, in terms of the planning side of things, that's where what we're looking at doing. So that's really the long and short of it, yes.
Why do you believe housing intensification in the centre suburbs especially is so important?
Yeah, so it's crucially important to actually enable more housing within the central city, which is the closest place to jobs, to study, to the best public transport in Auckland and in New Zealand as well. Currently, Auckland Council's planning rules lock out a lot of young people and a lot of young families from places like Kingsland and places like St Heliers that are centrally located suburbs to basically everywhere they need to be. But at the moment, you can only build up to one story in a lot of these places because of council's planning rules. The government has stepped in and said, actually, that's not good enough and we need to be enabling more housing. Personally, I support that hugely. I think that we need to grow as a city and we can protect the heritage values of houses that actually have heritage value. Now, the current rules will be changing that. The future rules will change that into an individual assessment on a house-by-house basis. Does this house actually have heritage value? Or is it next to some, or is it down the street from some that do? And so it will liberalise those planning rules so you can actually build up in a lot of these places. And I think that's a really good thing.
So just on that same topic, many commenters have expressed these concerns about special character areas and how they could be lost with more intensification. Do you believe that these special character areas are worth protecting as a whole, or would you rather see just kind of solo houses or solo streets maybe?
Yeah. So my personal concern is people that are living in cars and garages tonight. That's my concern. I think that in these kind of discussions, we actually just don't centre people enough that actually need housing. In this kind of debate, there's always going to be drawing a line somewhere, but I think that we need to say, look, we're going to choose housing first. We're going to house our people and solve the housing crisis as best we can. And we're going to do that by allowing more development in some of the best land in New Zealand to actually build housing. So that's where I stand personally on this kind of stuff. In terms of special character zones, we can actually protect Auckland's heritage. I think it's a myth to say that it's all going to be bowled over tomorrow because there's two reasons for that. Firstly, the law allows individual assessment. So if you're looking at housing that has important historical value, then that can be retained through qualifying matters and those kind of things. And secondly, the other thing is that no one's going to come over to bowl your house down without your will. The fact is, you can choose to sell up or you can choose to keep the house that you're currently in. That's just not how planning rules work, right? So I'd say that you can protect heritage of your own home and all the stuff that you might have put into it and all the rest of it by keeping it, living it, enjoying it. You know, so yeah, there's different ways around this kind of thing, but at the end of the day, come back to the first principles here is that we need to choose housing. We need to build more houses.
How can Aucklanders have their say on the proposed changes?
Yep, so you can have your say at akhaveyoursay.nz/housing. Now, personally, what I've been talking about today is my personal view. Council often has a little bit of a different view, and that's fine. I'd like to hear your view. I'd like to hear about what you have to say about this kind of stuff and read your submission and really absorb it because that's kind of part of the job as well. So yeah, get on there and have your say. I think it's very important.
Why is it so crucial that young people share their opinions on a topic so few think about, like zoning laws in the city?
Yeah, it's a funny one, isn't it? When you think about zoning laws at the face of it, you think, goodness, that sounds a bit wonky and a bit nerdy. But actually, this is shaping your city for decades to come. And if you're a young person, actually things like the zones within your suburb for housing is crucially important to whether you're going to be able to afford to buy or even rent a house within a place that you need to live in. So I think it's really important. Young people are hugely affected by this. And so hearing from you is really crucially important. And there's one other thing about that too. There's also a climate change implication that I don't really want to lose here, that currently people are building housing miles away and then not putting on public transport and actually demanding people drive into the city. And that has huge climate change implications, huge transport emissions implications. If we can bring people closer to where they live, to where they work, that's going to reduce climate change emissions. That's just the thing. Right, so for young people, I think this is crucially important. We really like to have your say.
That was our regular chat with Auckland City Councillor Shane Henderson, this time on the topic of housing intensification in Auckland. And remember, you can have your input on the council's proposed zoning changes at akhaveyoursay.nz/housing.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Councilling on 95 BFM.
Some groups have expressed their disapproval of the council's proposed zoning changes because of the impact they might have on special character suburbs. I spoke to Sally Hughes from the Character Coalition about this desire to preserve a special character area and how it might be reconciled with a need for more affordable housing. I first asked her how she sees the council's plans impacting Auckland's central.